A couple of clear nights will provide the ideal viewing conditions to view a possible Northern Lights display in Metro Vancouver. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center has not issued a geomagnetic storm warning. However, it notes in a report issued Monday, February 13, that solar activity is expected to be moderate to high, with isolated X-class flares, which are the strongest type of solar flares, according to space.com. A major solar flare that erupted over the weekend caused radio blackouts across parts of Earth, with more expected to come following the solar event. According to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, UAF, there are a couple of chances to view the aurora's green glow in local skies over the next couple of days, although they will depend on cloud coverage. The university's online aurora monitor map shows what regions the aurora's green glow will likely reach, as well as other areas where there is less of a possibility. Additionally, there is a brief description below the map of the aurora activity on that particular day. You can switch to other days to see the forecast, too. On Valentine's Day, the auroral activity is expected to be active, with displays possible overhead from Inuvik, Yellowknife, Rankin and Iqaluit to Juneau, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Sept Isles, and visible low on the horizon from Vancouver, Great Falls, Pierre, Madison, Lansing, Ottawa, Portland, and St. John's. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Metro Vancouver weather forecast and possible Northern Lights viewing opportunities. Following the first opportunity, locals may also be able to view the Northern Lights on February 15. The auroral activity is expected to be active, and displays possible overhead in places as low as Vancouver, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Ottawa, and even Portland, Oregon. Keep in mind, however, that the aurora might not appear a vibrant green to your naked eye. Instead, you might observe a grayish formation in the sky. Photo via University of Alaska Fairbanks. Light pollution in large cities makes the aurora borealis difficult to observe, but not impossible, given the right circumstances. But your best bet for viewing that hypnotic green glow is up north or outside of the city. Find out more Northern Lights information and viewing tips with our comprehensive guide.